feel riding hands and heels and your mouth gone, gone? How do you feel? How do you feel?
Welcome to Wolf Den's Saturday Session, your inside look at all the critical moments in the Den and the great game on a Saturday. As you can see, we've lobbed at Royal Randwick as the Sydney Autumn Carnival reaches its climax for day two of the championships. The Mighty Suspect is running in race two here today, so we're going to enjoy that race and a few others before we hotfoot it back to the Den for the rest of the elite card from Randwick. Let's kick off with Randwick Race 2, the South Pacific Classic, a 1400 metre race for three-year-olds. The Mighty Suspect races here, and as an ownership group, we give him no chance. But we need to get a run into him before his grand final in the MTC Guineas at Wagga in 3 weeks' time. If he's somewhat competitive, we'll be delighted, as the MTC Guineas is a massive drop in grade, and if he can run above expectation today, we will be right in the thick of the Guineas at Wagga.
We reckon this can win. No, I'm joking. We've been dying to get him to run again over 1400 on a dry track. Probably didn't envision it here today. But he'll run well, mate, you know, whether he bothers them or not, we'll see. And then there's a little 1,564 at Kembla next Saturday for him. So, you know, just doesn't need to be three deep the trip, because then I've got big job to do in 7 days. So, but, mate, listen, it's a great thrill for everyone.
Yep.
He'll give him a cheer. He'll run really well. Whether he's good enough to be in the finish or not, we'll soon find out. But we'll have a bit of fun.
And Butch Cassidy in front.
This is where we want to see him get into his work.
Pulling out, then Kaiser, Midnight Ola, Razors is coming down the middle part of the track. Butch Cassidy being
I think we're going to run last.
Panigan, Butch
horrendous.
Cassidy,
absolutely horrendous. Oh, this is absolutely horrendous.
He's a good boy.
That was nothing short of terrible.
Look, what did you expect?
Yeah, I know, but, mate, not even picking one up. You'll need to improve five to win at Kembla.
Guys, it didn't run a disgraceful race at all, you know? It was too much speed for him early to lay up. Like, he was just chasing the whole race. So I had to get him to... Still chasing, but I had to get him to travel sort of at some stage, which he did during the middle stages. It's just a horse that just... Didn't have any turn of foot, as Mitch said before the race, but he just kept galloping right through the line. So back in grade, up in trip, and if you can ride him positive, even like with the blinkers on, you know, and ride him positive, he'll just keep going all day.
Randwick Race 3, the Provincial Midway Championships final, $1 million race that is only open horses trained at Gosford, Kembla, Newcastle, Hawkesbury and Wyong. It's a deep, talented field, and the first prize check of $540k will make a big difference to the owners and trainer of the winner, in particular Paul Nisfero, who trains Territory Express. Paul has had poor health in recent times, but he's back to good health, and a win today would mean a lot to him and the ownership group. The King's owners also made Territory Express an official Saturday set tip.
Rich.
How are you, mate?
I'm good. What's the atmosphere like out at Randwick?
It's electric. I've got Jack Erickson behind me. There's thousands of people everywhere. It's great to be here.
And how'd your horse go?
Not so good, mate. But, you know, I mean, look, what were we expecting? What price was it on Betfair? 300-1?
300-1, yeah.
Yeah, well, he ran accordingly, didn't he? So, but, look, we came here to get on the beers, and that's what we're doing. So.
You're on the beers? Beautiful. I wish I was on the beers. I'm in here working, trying to earn a decent quid.
We need to pay for the beers. Will Territory Express pay for these beers?
If it gets home, it will. Yeah, I took $5 Territory Express, which it's at the moment, it's about $4.40 and a bit longer on Betfair, and that's my only bet in the race. So I bet right up and I'm very confident.
Ooh, fantastic. And any other big goes in the race? I'm just looking at the fluctuations here.
Number 14's been really well backed. Wallinga Freefall, it's probably the best backed runner. It's about $10 into $7. Apart from that, there's not a huge amount of action, no.
All right, mate, thank you for that. We'll give you a call for the next race, the Percy Sykes Stakes, and then we're going to hotfoot it back to the Den.
Very good.
So we said, what's for lunch?
Talk to you soon. Henrietta's for lunch.
Thank you. Bye.
Henrietta's?
Yeah.
I'm both the shorties in the market.
Where to go?
Linger's done some work and
get
copped
through.
The bump.
Oh, come on, Territory.
Here comes Territory. Come on, get a run,
come on,
Territory. You're close enough.
Don't lose your momentum.
Switching.
Don't lose your momentum.
Here it comes.
Come on.
Come on, Territory. Go, 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 go.
Good horse. Good horse.
Wow, hey.
Good horse.
Yeah. Yeah. Happy days.
Nice salute, super good job.
After race three. Wowee.
Zach Boy, well done, Zach Boy.
That was a lovely ride, wasn't it?
Up the dead.
Yeah, Zach, great work, brother.
We picked him out of a pack when he was a baby, and he's always shown me ability when he was galloping around the paddock till he came to the stable, and he's such a nice horse. He just tries.
He certainly does. He's a little like his trainer, isn't he?
Yeah, he is, very much so.
Never gives up.
Never gives up.
How are you feeling at the moment, mate, when you look around here and you've won this big race, considering what you've been through?
Yeah, excited and really happy.
Yeah. Yeah. It helps when you've got people who love you a lot around you.
Very much so. Couldn't have done it without it.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's amazing.
She's helped Paul so much this year. So much. We've come from Melbourne. We just love Paul and Marianne. It's a wonderful backstory.
David Owen's with me for 15 years, every horse. It's last 15 years.
Everyone is so thrilled for you both. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Just the association with Paul and Marianne, it's very special to get the job done today.
It's a good ride.
It worked. It panned out. That wasn't the... Marianne just gave me one instruction. She said, please just get him to the outside. And he's a very hard horse to get to the outside because he jumps so... It's just slowly, and there's horses all around you, so you're sort of left with no option but to go through them. But he's got such a good turn of foot. He makes runs, and thankfully we've got the brakes today.
I'm here with Warren Wilcock Jr. Nice to see you.
Good to see you, Richie.
I wanted to show the people of the Den where it all began for us, right? Being Kingsley. We started, King started here about 30 years ago. I started here 28 years ago, so with your father, who's not with us anymore, but we miss him. And yeah, it's been a big career for both of us, but it all started with you guys. So.
Yeah, it was fun those days. Yeah, yeah, back when the dogs came to the races with us, and... Yeah, it was a bit of craziness, but a lot of fun, wasn't it?
And then we'd work here, and then we'd go to the dogs and went with Park at night. We'd have Chinese beforehand.
Absolutely.
And then go there,
so. Emperor Garden Chinese, where Dad had a few drinks and sometimes threw the keys up on the roof.
Yeah, the best of times. So.
It was
how
fantastic.
How are you going today?
Look, I'm just losing. I wanted straight Acer in the previous, but you know, you can't get everything you want.
I hope you didn't lay the Saturday set tip too much.
No, I didn't, and it was the Saturday set tip that just won that race.
Yeah.
So I wish I'd been smarter than to listen, but... But you're doing a great job, and it's a lot of fun to see you guys doing it. And you've become phenomenal at the interviewing taper.
Thank you very much. This is my biggest interview ever, so it's good.
Well, it's funny. He's interviewed 197,000 people, and I haven't been invited to the Den yet.
I said it's an open invitation.
Have not been invited to the Den yet.
Come after the races today.
Folks, please, send notes to get me in the Den.
Great day. Randwick Race 4, the Percy Sykes Stakes, 1,200 metres Group 2 and for 2-year-old fillies. It's highly unusual to see a Golden Slipper winner in this race, but the Waterhouse Bot team know their horses can't win prize money when not at the track. And they sent her around today and they decided that the lady was best suited staying at the Golden Slipper distance of 1,200 metres and not going up to the 1,400 metre size Produce or the 1,600 metres of the Champagne Stakes. Many think the lady is vulnerable today, including the King Zone, who has made Aniza another official Saturday set tip. All right, here's the Golden Slipper winner, Lady of Camelot. She's looking good, but obviously we hope it's not her day today, because we're all in on Aniza D Lane on board. She's only little. Good luck, Damien. Here comes Amina, interesting horse. Dan O made her a horse to follow, a black booker. Got J-Mac on board today. It was a bit disappointing last start at Flemington, but... Yeah, interesting to see how she goes today.
Richie Rich.
Kingzone, how good was that last race?
Sensational. What a ride there by Zachy Boy.
Yeah, and you know, the trainer's been very sick, so it was a really big win for him. I don't know if you knew that, but...
Yeah, I heard him saying that on the TV. Yeah. Fantastic to see.
So very emotional
sick
win,
that he got it home.
Yeah, that was amazing. The horse was just winning no matter what was put in front of him, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Mate, we've got to move on. Aniza, how are we feeling? Another official Saturday set tip.
It is. I took $5.50 and $5 Aniza and has been very well backed into about $4.40. Lady of Camelot's been really easy. I think when we did the Saturday set, she was about $2.70. Officially, they're about $3.50 on the exchange. There's big money... up to Lady of Camelot around $3.90.
Yeah, wow.
Amina's been really well backed into about $5.50, $6.50 officially, but they did bet as much as $9 early in the week. So Amina's been the other really well backed, but Aniza and Amina are the two they want. Lady of Camelot's out to $4 now.
Has lunch arrived?
Yeah, about an hour ago we ate. So your food is waiting here for you stone cold. Whack it in the microwave and you'll be happy.
After this race, we're going to hot foot it back to the Den and a huge afternoon of racing coming up.
Look forward to seeing you.
See ya.
He's ridden it very well. Come on.
Just got to get a good speed here, Dean Lane. Come on.
Okay, Lane's going back
the inside.
Come on. Go away, green horse.
Fence.
Outside.
Coming a little. Really gets into its work. It's a chance. Come
on,
Anisa.
Go on, Anisa.
You on! Here comes Lady Camelot. It's going to be a great
Camelot's
finish.
Coming.
Push hard, Anisa.
Come
push
on, Anisa.
Hard. Push hard. Push hard.
Find something.
Push hard.
Oh, yeah. Fine.
Let's fucking go.
Nice work, Damien.
So she didn't have a lot of luck in the slipper from a bad draw, and you know, that was nice consolation. She's probably been a little luckless this entire prep, so she's a gallant little filly, and congratulations to Kiora and Fung Investments for their patience, basically, after those couple unlucky runs in the big ones. We'll take home a group two. So she's unbelievably resilient, and I think she has a well-earned rest, and look forward to seeing what she can develop into in the spring. You know, a nice little sprinting three-year-old filly, hopefully develop into a Coolmore-type horse or something like that.
Good to be back in the Den as things really heat up. It's group run racing time with Randwick Race 6, the Australian Oaks. 2,400 metres and for three-year-old fillies. Bookies put star Kiwi filly Orchestral up at $1.90 midweek, and the punters haven't stopped backing her since. She's now $1.60. Trainers Roger James and Robert Wellwood think she's good enough to win a Cox Plate later in the year. She needs to dominate here to justify a springtime Cox Plate campaign.
All right, boys, it's good to be back in the Den. It was fun out of Randwick. But good to be back. Couple winners, Kingzone?
Yeah, got my nose in front at the moment, and I'm staying out of this race, so I'm not going to give any back. I thought Orchestral looked the winner, but seems very short to me at the $1.65. They haven't really budged off that all week. Zardozi's been pretty easy out to $7. You can get about Zardozi now. Autumn Angel's been pretty solid at around the $7 mark as well.
Four Group 1 races to finish off the autumn series of the Saturday session, boys. Can you give me big performances? Can we go out with a bang?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Come on.
We're going to nail them all.
You did say let's nail them to the wall. Let's hope it today. Halfway through the day, it's all going along nicely. All right, boys, let's enjoy this race. She's going super.
Zardozi's a couple of lengths behind it.
Zardozi dropping.
Autumn Angel on his bum. Zardozi.
Zardozi.
Quintessa. Autumn Angel middle.
Well called, Bird. Wow. Interesting.
Another favourite goes down.
The Autumn Sun.
Is it?
Yeah.
There we go.
Group 1 winner for the Autumn Sun. The 7-day back up there, the King Zone.
Yeah, it was pretty well backed, Autumn Angel. And what's interesting was it was paying very big on the World Pool. I think it was paying about $8 when they were. There's $1.1 million in the pool at the end, and it did get backed into $6.10. So just shows there is a lot of professional money, even though the favourite, Orchestral, paid $1.45. There's still a lot of syndicate money that goes into these pools, so they're not always sort of, some firm, some don't, but if they smash them, then they certainly come into their right price.
And Orchestral had every chance and was disappointing.
Yeah, well, when you said it was travelling at the 400 and virtually declared it, it just seemed to, you know,
did everything but declare it.
Yeah, she's done that well all week. I when Mark got on, I said, I'm terrified I haven't done enough with her. She was bucking and playing down in the pre-parade. But, you know, well done to Mark. Terrific ride. And well done to my team, Kat Coleman and the team at home, Will Holmes, Jeff O'Connor, all the crew. You know, it's a big group effort. And, yeah, no, we bought her off Arrowfield last year or the year before now, whatever it is. And she's taken on this wonderful ride. It's great to be rewarded because we decided against going to the VRC Oaks when we're probably the logical favourite, but we felt she just wasn't quite ready. So to be rewarded for that patience, that's special as well.
Randwick Race 7, the Sydney Cup, and over the wonderful staying test of 2 miles and a very open race as Sydney Cups usually are. The interesting runner is New Zealander Maharajan, who's won a New Zealand Cup and an Auckland Cup over 3,200 metres, and we get 20-1 today to find out if he can win a Sydney Cup at his first start in Australia.
The time-honoured Sydney Cup, boys, 2 miles.
Yes.
Athabascan King Zone?
Yeah, Athabascan was smashed in betting yesterday. I tipped Athabascan on the Saturday set around $10, and I'm on it at about $7 today.
Wow.
So it's been a big go. I'm also on a maid, so I'm on both OTI horses. I took 10-1 maid, and those are my two plays. Fizzer, what have you done?
I'm just on a maid, mate, just out of its Adelaide run. So something small on it.
Matty?
A maid for me, lost its irons last start. Only got beaten not very far. A freaky performance. Has to be. We have to be on it. Big odds. He's travelling all right.
Athabaskan's there. Come on.
Come on, Athabaskan.
Wow. Come on, baby. Be strong.
Long way to go.
Be strong. It's got to get tired.
Serpentine.
Circuit of Fire's been tipped up around. Ooh.
Get around second.
Run it past, right?
Big win.
7 day back up.
This is all for Stefano.
It is. It's definitely for him. I mean, everybody's been going through a tough time. You know, started from obviously his family, which I'm very close to. And I just said earlier, how amazing it is for them to see them here, considering it wouldn't have been an easy decision for them to come racing today. But it shows how tough they are. And they understand that, unfortunately, Stefano left us doing what he wanted to do. Doing what he loved doing, and he was doing what he was good at.
How well did you know him?
I knew him quite well. You know, we spent a lot of time together in Newmarket, and I kept in touch with him very closely when he moved to Australia. I thought it was a great idea for him to come here to try his luck. Unfortunately, it didn't last very long, but we're all very lucky to have met someone like Stefano.
So you had no hesitation when they offered you the ride?
No. Well, no, it's, you know, when Kiramar gives you a ring, you know, you're pretty certain he's got a good one. And I must thank the Hong Kong Jockey Club for allowing me to be here today, and I'm back there tomorrow. So
you had to pay a pretty penny for him after Royal Ascot, but it was really, really worth it. Now, bring on any other race that you want to tackle for him. That's the beauty of it.
There's one other cup in the spring, and, you know, they're very fortunate and lucky owners, and they're great people. And I just rapped for Andrea. You know, I met him in Italy after Royal Ascot last year, and, you know, he's a great fella. He's an exceptional rider, and I just couldn't be thrilled for him.
We're thrilled for you, mate. Well done.
Cheers.
Randwick Race 8, the Queen Elizabeth Stakes, 2,000 metres weight for age and one of the top five races in Australia each year. The Den is all in on superstar UK import and race favourite Via Sestina. If she goes down, the whole day goes down. It's all or nothing on Via. All-star mile winner Pride of Jenny puts uncertainty into the race. The manic speed and sectional she reels off can often break other horses' hearts or leave them too far back to reel her in no matter how fast they can sprint. However, the market suggests Via Sestina is different. I was talking to a mate during the week who knows European racing well, and he said Via Sestina will relish Pride of Jenny being the race. Jenny will be her pacemaker, and as we turn into the straight, Via will set her crosshair on Jenny and take her out. And then there's still Mr. Brightside and dual Australian Cup winner Cascadian in the race as well. What a contest.
There's only two words people in Then like hearing more than Max Bet, and that's free money. We're not quite at free money, but this is Max Bet territory here with Via Sestina.
Yeah, it is. It is. It is. And it's the only one they want in betting. I took 220. I think it was about 230 on Thursday. It's been smashed into odds on now. I'm looking into $1.95. So it's the only one they want. Pride of Jenny's out to as much as $8. You can get Pride of Jenny. Mr. Brightside, 15. Cascadian, 11. The only one I'm worried about is the other import Plaster Carousel, who's around the $10 mark. Been pretty solid. Only got beat a length or two last time and could improve off a faster tempo here with Pride of Jenny in the race. But, yeah, I'm all over the favourite. What have you done, Matty?
Yeah, I'm the favourite too. A little bit worried. I sort of went 20 lengths slow last start, and they with Pride of Jenny in the race, I'll sort of go like 16 lengths fast normally. So that's, you know, a 36-length difference in pace shape, which you sort of think watching the race it'll suit the favourite, but you just don't know. And at $1.90 now, not heaps of value, but we were lucky to secure something in the black odds. So, yeah, I'm cheering the favourite.
It's all or nothing. We need it for the quaddie. We need it for the Saturday set. We need it for just everything.
We need it for life.
We need it for life. In J-Mac we trust.
All right.
There she goes.
She does. She's doing her thing.
about four or five.
She's going a bit harder than she did in the Australian Cup, actually. Look, interesting, Mr. Brightside up there in second. In a long slipstream of Prada Jenny, she's already she is putting in some mighty sectionals. She opens up by 8 lengths. Mr. Brightside look at that. Wants to sit back. I don't think we expected to see this, did we, Dream Team?
Didn't know. Followed then by
Zayrek. Well, she's in front by at least 10 there.
Cheering the lawnmower effect when the horses are at the end of their prep and they just burn off.
This is crazy.
11-11, 11-14. It's a spectacle, ladies and gentlemen.
Declan Bates has gone bang.
Oh, my God.
And it's the thing, too, is Pride of Jenny this far in front.
Turn the volume up. I want to hear what they're saying. It's 30 lengths in front. It's 40 lengths in front.
But she might not sit down. She's a long way in front. Fuck!
I've never seen anything like it.
I've never seen this in my life. This is unbelievable. Pride of Jenny. They can't catch her.
I don't think they can.
They can't catch her. They can't.
At the moment, that's, Mr. Brightside has been challenged by that's going all right.
It's the best I've ever seen. No kidding. By 100?
Wow. What a ride. What a horse.
Wow. You got to cut that.
Wow. And the stewards will pull him in and said he went too hard.
It's so smart. What a great ride.
Yeah.
What a great ride.
Yes.
Yes, that, what a racehorse. Wow, that was amazing.
Kingzo, not much to say other than...
great ride, Declan Bates, isn't it? There's a lot to be said for backing leaders, but I've never seen a horse go that hard in front. Wow, what a win.
We often see, you can see that every now and then, but you don't have them as the caliber of Pride of Jenny, and that's why at the top of Australia, like, we're in an awful trouble here because she's obviously a machine.
Yeah.
And with that much lead, they were just never going to cut it.
What about how fast she was in front of on the turn?
I've never seen one lead that by that far in any race.
Look how fast she's won by.
At any level ever.
So they obviously thought that because it was such a deep field that they would be able to get away with just going crazy out in front. And it
well, it's interesting, isn't it? Like, is that the way? There's some horses that can just race at that high cruising speed. A lot of people watch races and think that you've got to hold the race back, and you often see leaders pulling in front. But, yeah, it's an interesting will they do that again next time she races, go that far in front and just go 100 miles an hour all the time?
She's probably horse of the year when you think about it.
That's unbelievable.
What she's done now, she's probably horse of the year.
Unbelievable. I knew she'd get better. You know, the more she raced at 2,000. My God, that was mind-boggling to know a horse could even do that. Like, she ran 11.1. I reckon it was about the mile.
When you saw that 11.1, were you thinking, oh, gosh, you've gone too quick, Deck?
No, well, you know, I never doubt Deck. She must have given him some amazing feel.
Tell me how that feels to be that far in front at the turn.
Not good, to be honest. That was all her today. I was, you know, over the last 6 months, I think most times I've rode her, we've got into a nice rhythm with each other. I asked her to come back, she'll come back a bit, but today she came out and when the ones outside come to her just over that first 100, she grabbed a bit and she didn't drop it. She didn't drop it at any point. I was worried. I was actually concerned. I thought we're doing a bit too much. And she was even a bit fronty pre-race. So to be honest, until we hit that line, I wasn't too happy at all today until it was done. But, you know, horses shouldn't be able to do that, what she's done today, you know.
You're a sectional master. You're counting your head for those furlongs. And we know that in her past couple of races over the mile and the 2000, they've been even and steady. We had a look at the screen. There was one that was 1-1. We were a little bit concerned, were you?
Yeah, I almost can't tell you what sections are because generally once we're doing it nice and smooth, I'm aware. But today, I just know we're going quicker than I wanted. So it was just a matter of come back. And she said, nah, I'm gone. And she knows better.
Randwick Race 9, we finished the Group 1 action for the championships with the Queen of the Turf Stakes for fillies and mares over the famous Randwick Mile. A Tissue is proven at weight for age, and Zugotcha looks to have weight for age potential, and hence are both favourites to win this race in what is a strong field. Kingzo, last of the Group 1s for the championships. Looks a good race. Tissue and Zugotcha dominating the betting up the top there.
Yeah, that's right. So next week there's no, is it not called the championships?
No, the championship is only only 2 days long.
Okay.
Third week's not part of the championships.
Right, okay. Yeah, I haven't bet this race, unfortunately. It hurts me to say it, but... And there's been no betting moves either, really, so I've got nothing to report at all. Any boys, any you done anything?
No, like you, I haven't had a wager, King.
No, nothing. A few guys in the office are tipping Tropical Squall. Looks a good hope. Maps well. Nothing wrong with leading. We've just seen it in the last race.
You always backer.
Here we go.
Come on, Simone. And Smalley.
Squally picks him up, puts him down. Who's coming to get you? Zugotcha, here it comes.
Come on, Simone, lift. Zugotcha, fence.
Yeah.
Macarena.
J-Mac
Come
angry.
On, Simone, it's coming.
Come on, Costa.
Can't win.
Come on, Simone.
No, nah, can't win. You're
going to run a good race.
Tissue flies.
A tissue.
Run third. Yes.
J-Mac,
Maybe Zugotcha.
Definitely Zugotcha. Easy. All right, boys, let's wrap up the day. It was a great day. It was very strong for you early on, Kings, with the Provincial Midway Championships. Foaled Territory Express.
Yes.
The trainer's saying maybe take it to the Cox Plate. They've put him in. There's $101 in the Cox Plate.
Dare to dream, eh?
Dare to dream. That's all you can do. Yeah, it was great to see Paul Nisforo get that winner. It's been sick.
It's one of the highlights of the day for us.
It was great. And on the Cox Plate, let's talk about the biggest event of the day, the Pride of Jenny ride and run. Incredible. Wasn't it?
Sensational, yeah. Yeah.
So what were some of the things we heard? We heard that it, at one point it was 90 metres in front of any other horse and 108 metres in front of Cascadian.
Okay, fair enough, yeah.
Incredible stuff.
But I heard people that were watching the race in pubs, they said people were just standing and cheering. Yeah. So what an amazing spectacle. Yeah, I mean, let's talk about it. They went fast. The jockeys have been pulled in before for going too fast in the past and copying...
Yeah, Regan Bayless got suspended about a year ago for 3 weeks for
on the same horse.
Jenny, same horse, same course about a year ago. Interesting.
Yeah, so we can all learn lessons about how fast horses can go. But super spectacle. J-Max blowing up.
V.S. Destina, James McDonald.
Embarrassing.
Yeah, so J-Max post-race comment was embarrassing. Is he talking about himself or the other jockeys who were maybe
probably mostly
ride?
The other jockeys who were sort of supposed to be a bit closer, like Mr. Brightside, it might be targeted, and Craig Williams, who was only 4 or 5 lengths off at last start. Craig was actually very glowing of the whole of the performance of the horse in his post race, which was quite funny to think about. But James is such a competitor, he'd be half filthy himself, but also he's also thinking it's not his fault.
Is she horse of the year, Pride of Jenny? She's got to be in the conversation. I mean,
has to be,
you know, the other, she probably is. Mr. Brightside was in the running, he's kind of gone off the boil. Imperatriz was good, but.
Yep.
You know, didn't have the campaign.
Yeah, $1.10 I'm betting horse of
Pride
the year.
Pride of Jenny. Yep. She's also so exciting that, you know, a lot of people probably vote for her because of that. What about you boys? You want any input? Pride of Jenny, horse of the year, sweet?
Yeah. Can't see how it couldn't be.
No,
unbelievable.
It's not even a question, I don't think. What is the year?
So it's August to August. Aneza was excellent in the Percy Sykes Kings. You've been high on her.
Yes, she was. One of the highlights of the day, Aneza. And wasn't the Blue Diamond the form race for the two-year-olds? Yeah. Plenty of winners came, Lady of Camelot and Aneza, a couple of others who ran really good races. But, yeah, no, that was her race today, I thought, with Lady of Camelot drawing out so wide and Aneza in the slipper drew wide and then came back in. So always watch out for those big barrier changes. And that one was like a switcheroo, one in, one out. And the betting reflected as well with Lady of Camelot starting $3.80 or $4. So, Aneza, the barrier's told for sure.
Everyone wanted to bag the two-year-old Melbourne form and also wanted to bag Catherine Coleman and Peter Moody, but it's all turned around now, hasn't it?
Absolutely. Yep, absolutely. And it's interesting, like horses that are set for certain races. I don't know if Aneza was set for that race, but that looked her race. But early on in the prep with Aneza when I bet up, they took the sort of could have led at Caulfield and they chose to sit. When Coleman won the race and it's interesting, like, you sort of got to map out horses' preps a little bit when you're looking at the form for the spring, I think.
Yeah, so Moody said they'll push on for the – she'll go to the paddock now, but then the Coolmore Stud Stakes Flemington on Derby Day will be her target for the spring, so she'd be right in that.
Mm.
She was an expensive horse, $1.1 million as a yearling. Finishing off, the Oaks. So Zardozi, Orchestral and Autumn Angel. They've talked about Zardozzi's a Melbourne Cup horse. They've talked about Orchestral's a Cox Plate horse. Mm. Now Autumn Angel has come out and beaten them both quite easily. Mm. Are they a nice bunch of three-year-old fillies, and can they go into the big handicaps and the big weight for age, Dream Team?
Yeah, I think they are a nice bunch. Yep. Zardozzi's done it before and did it again today. Orchestral's solid horse, and yeah, I mean, you don't normally get sort of three horses sort of finished close to each other at that distance. It's normally a race where the class just shines and the rest just drop off. So, yeah, from a staying point of view, I think they're pretty good.
Yeah, awesome. All right, well, that wraps up our last Saturday session for the autumn. It's been a pleasure to bring it to you. We've enjoyed it a lot. We'll take a bit of a spell now. We'll be back in the spring, but that means that it gives us an opportunity to go and make other great content about the great game and bring it to you over the next few months. So thanks for your support up the den, and we'll see you during the week.